What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants with the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, they ain't ready.
It was almost 6 years ago when I moved here to Austin. And from that very first day, people were telling me about you. They told me we would be like a match made in heaven. But all I could do was admire you from a distance and pray for the day when our paths would cross. And that day was today. And I say it was worth the wait. You were everything they told me you would be in, bro. I swear, I won't be smelling my fingers until we meet again. Raising Cane. All right.
Oh, man. I knew it was coming. I had a feeling.
All right, you motherfuckers. Welcome back to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast, the only podcast who've been kicking them in the pussy since 2016.
Oh, man.
As always, I am J-Dot Flan, and across from me is my brother, Rich Nerd.
You.
And we are the White Pants Society, and we back, niggas. This has been a while. I shouldn't have left you. We had a dope beat step, too.
We here.
But we here. We back. And it feels, like, crazy good to be back. There's been a lot of bullshit going on.
A lot of bullshit.
Personally and like just in the world in general. You crazy people, you. All right, so this is our Halloween episode. Insert spooky sound effect, some shit. Hey, Kit, do something. Exactly. That's okay. Good. All right, but yeah, this is going to be our Halloween episode. And in the celebration of Halloween or All Hallows Eve, if you say that, is that like extra satanic or something like?
I don't know. People going to say something regardless.
They're going to say something regardless. We're not supposed to celebrate Halloween. We're going to do it the White Pants Society style, though. And we're going to go back to the original days once Rich finished crinkling the McDonald's bag.
My bad.
Yeah, I get his spicy glazed tenders. And you can't put the McDonald's bag down around Kit. He was waiting.
But, checking to see if they forgot my sauce too. They did.
But in the vein of what we used to do back in the day, we used to open the show with the getting the evil out.
Ooh, and a lot of evil there is. Yeah.
And getting the evil out is not like it sounds. It's just really, I believe there are certain things that we all think but we don't say.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that repression, some of that keeping those things inside, you know, eventually comes out externally. And if we could just vocalize some of those things from time to time, just get them off our chest. We, one, realize that we all as fucked up as each other. And, you know, there's no reason to feel ashamed for your fucked up feelings. And then, you know, maybe we wouldn't have the angst that we have in certain situations.
You feel a lot better.
So we're going to dedicate this episode to getting the evil out. Getting those spirits off our chest. Getting all that stuff good and out. Pause. So we can enter the end of the year. Fresh, get ready for Jesus' birthday. It's coming, people. And I do say Merry Christmas. Fuck that Happy Holiday shit. That's the first of the getting the evils out. But I got a lot of shit to go. So before I just, like, take over the mic, how you been, Rich? What's going on with you,
though? Man, like you said, it's a lot going on personally, in the world, at work.
At work.
It's crazy. It's been a whirlwind.
Yeah, you just came back from a world tour. How was the trip?
And I had a multi-day liquid diet.
Bar hopping across the states?
I ain't never drink that much in life. We flew to Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago, we started drinking at 8 p.m. while we were eating our dinner and stuff. Got to the first bar in Chicago at about 1:30, drank at that bar, got onto the charter bus. Drove from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. to St. Louis the entire time, drinking on the bus. Get to the first bar Friday morning at 8 a.m. Actually, that was the second bar.
It was a bar open at 8 a.m.?
For the booze cruise. For the booze cruise. Shout out to the booze cruise. Get there at 8 a.m. after drinking all night on the bus. And drank from 8 a.m. from the first stop to the third stop at 5 p.m. Just every 2.5-3 hours, it's another bar. Just straight alcohol in between stops. Guess what you was doing? Yes. On the bus drinking.
In another life, that sound like that would have been the cruise for me. I was
the dun-dun.
I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
Did that. Went to the hotel, took a nap, woke up, went to the casino that night. Guess what you do at the casino? Drink.
Because they free.
Yeah. You go back to the hotel, sleep again, wake up the next day. It was like 6 more bars. Drink all day. Went back, sleep, slept, woke up, drank. It was a liquid diet.
Pull up, drink.
It's about 3.5-4 days of the
song. Sorry, Kendrick.
4 days of just liquid diet.
Liquid diet.
Hi, Ooh. Well, then when I get back, I get McDonald's. My body hate me right now.
Yeah, your stomach. That's the bubble guts recipe.
My stomach hate me right now.
It's the BGs. Bubble guts.
That's DC. That's getting evil out.
Yeah.
Man.
That is the pure physical manifestation of getting evil.
I need to write a thank you letter to my liver. Right. Held me down.
All right, dog. Well, my week or weekend or whatever the fuck, I've lost track of time. I don't know what day it is.
I'm ready. I saw the list. I'm ready because some of these topics are funny as shit.
I'm not going to start with the way. I know you're waiting on that one, but I ain't going to start there. I'm not going to start there. I'm going to start with daddy shit. Like, you always put the kids first.
Yeah, there's a few of these that's funny and shit, too. I'm like, what happened?
I'm still having adventures in parenthood. I think we talked on the last podcast about, like, my daughter being this. She loves reading and she loves books. And, like, books ain't fucking cheap right now. Like, books and toys is, like, right there. Like, it's not like I'm getting a break because she loves books. But mm-hmm. you can be in a store and a child be crying for a toy and you can be like, man, shut the fuck up. But if you in the store and your child is crying for a book and you like, nah, nigga, you got enough books. All this reading going to stop, you know.
Yeah, you're going to shut down education.
You can't shut down education. So we in Target, which we'll talk about more later. But we in Target, you know, my favorite store. And it just so happened that they were, I was trying to sneak to the electronics section. Like, Tammy was going to look for, like, Halloween candy because we got to buy Halloween candy. That's another getting the evil out thing, man. Daycares and schools, like just at some point, stop and inventory. Like, keep a spreadsheet of every time you ask parents to, like, buy some shit.
Man, if you look at that shit at the end of the year,
every quarter, like, come on now. Like, every time I turn around, we got, and it's like you got to buy stuff for the other kids. Like, mm-hmm. It's Halloween time, so we got to buy candy and juice boxes. And
yeah, everybody got to buy extra just in case that one kid parents don't bring nothing.
And it's always that one kid. I probably was that one kid several times.
All right, I got a quick question. How many black kids at that school?
It's a couple. So we got Jackson, who I've talked about before, because mm-hmm. I'm going to punt the shit out of Jackson if he ever puts his lips on my child again. And now we got this new nigga, and apologize to his parents for calling him a nigga, but that's what this show is. There's a new nigga there, and my wife was showing me a picture of him, because they send the pictures. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you know. So I showed a picture to my daughter. I'm like, who is that? She's like, Maximus. The fuck?
A nigga named Maximus?
Nigga named Maximus. I don't like, I automatically don't want my daughter.
I automatically don't want that nigga, Maximus.
I automatically don't want my daughter around. Some kid named Maximus, some black boy named Maximus.
And what's crazy is all these people with these adult names, when you realize they had to be a kid at some point. That's weird as fuck. Maximus? God damn.
Maximus. Hey, all right. So, all right, quick side note getting the evil out and my daughter. I just want to really quickly bring up fucked up names because I'm getting sick of it. I really am. We didn't talk about it when it happened because I was going to save an episode. We were going to do the whole, like, and we still got to get a woman to come on the show. Mm-hmm. So any, you know, strong, opinionated woman that wants, see, they're going to get mad at that. Like, not all women ain't strong and opinionated? No, they're not. So any strong, opinionated woman that thinks they can hold their own with the bullshit that we're going to say, we'd love to have you on the show because there are a lot of issues we want to talk about, but it would sound crazy coming from two dudes discussing women's issues.
Please direct your hate mail to info@whatistws.com.
I would like to receive some for a change, so come on with the hate mail. I'll respond. Anyways, we was going to do a show about women's issues, and one of the issues was the wage gap between the WNBA mm-hmm. and the NBA. And one of the WNBA players that was outspoken about the issue was Asia. I don't even know her last name. But she spells Asia like A apostrophe J-A-A. And I listened to a sports show where they literally spent the first 10 minutes of the discussion trying to figure out what her name was. Is it AJ? They was calling her AJ. And then finally somebody figured out that her name was Asia.
I hate to say this statement because it bothers me when other people say this statement, but I'm going to say it anyway. Why we always got to black shit up?
Why you got to black? If it already exists. Like, I almost give more credit to people who go out and create the crazy-ass, like, fake original names. Like, for some reason, as much as I hate DeBrickashaw and motherfucking, what is the other two that I can't
but
stand?
When you see the DeBrickashaw or Sean Trell, like, you know what it is.
You know what it is.
But Asia?
AJ, it looked A apostrophe. All right, but that's just quick, and then add Maximus to that. And Maximus is better than that. Maximus is better than Asia, AJ, whatever. But and again, people, this is getting the evil out. Like, I'm saying it because I need to get it out.
Could you imagine, like, you at the park, and you a little kid run down a slide, and you just hear somebody yelling, Maximus! Maximus!
This is Sparta.
Like, is that the new Nissan? Like, shit. I think I got the Maximus 2020.
He got the shit with the call to start.
Oh, shit, okay. Oh, shit, the call
to
start.
Got the voice activated shit? Oh, shit.
That's some shit.
I was talking about it with Mike the other day, and he was, like, equating it to, you know, Brian's, his dog, his real name is Prince George. Mm-hmm. He's like, I wasn't going to be sitting in here talking about, so Prince George, where? Nah, fucking Brian. Name's right. All right, so to get back to it, showing a picture of Maximus. All right, so we in Target, right? And I'm trying to, my wife is getting the candy for, because we got to buy candy for mm-hmm. the whole class and stuff for a Halloween party. And so I try to dip off and go to electronics.
Yeah.
So if I go to Target, I want to be in the little men's section, like picking out lounge pants and shit, or I want to be
in electronics. Let me window shop.
So I take the cart, because I like to spend time with my daughter. So I'm pushing the car. I'm trying to sneak to electronics, but to get through, I'm on the side of electronics where, you know, it starts with the CDs and the DVDs.
And slow, and then the slow build
and then the books.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we're going, and she says, oh, I want a book. And I look, and there's a sign that says, buy two, get one free. So I'm like, all right, you know, if we're going to do it,
might as well
go all the way. So we're picking out books. I think she got something called Chicka Chicka Boom or something like that.
Okay, I know that book.
Chicka Chicka Boom. I got her Green Eggs and Ham just because mm-hmm. we need something that we can relate.
Exactly.
I need to be able to relate to her. And she got something like Dinosaur Book. So that's three books. Buy one, buy two, get one free. We rolling, right? We doing something else. And she's steadily going on about books. She wants another book. So I'm like, yo, you got three books? Chill. And she's like, I want a book. I want this book. I want that, you know. She got a specific book in mind that she wants. And I'm not putting Green Eggs and Ham back for shit because that was my choice. You going to read this book. You know, you could put one of them other two back.
But she don't want your line once.
Right. But she don't want to put them two back. So we keep going back and forth. And at some point, and she's got like the books stacked in her hand. Like she keeps going through them, you know. And at some point I say, man, you got three books. And she dead ass looked at me, Rich, and said, but I want four. Do you know, like, all the black parent rage that just, like... And I never wanted to be, like, you always, when you was a non-parent, like, looked at kids that would say some shit like that to their mm-hmm. parents, and you'd immediately, like, jump back to your childhood, like, if I was to ever... So, like, that's how you end up with none. If you got three, and I say you got three, and you say, but I want four, That's how you end up walking out of the store. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. And, or not.
Or not. Or both. Nothing and a not. I think that's how I went for both most kids.
Basically.
Not only did you not get the book, but now you trying to catch your breath.
You're talking back when you wasn't even supposed to ask for nothing.
And then, there was no consequence to it. Like, she's I'm like, do I have one of those kids? What have I done? How have I already fucked up that I got one of those kids? She's dead like Rich. I'm saying she looked at me in the face. And it's like she looked down at the books like, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I agree with you there. But I want 4. You're not, why you keep saying the 3 shit, Daddy? Nobody's talking about how many I have. I'm talking about the one that I want. I want 4.
That's cool. What you guys do?
We got it a 3. We didn't get it a 4. We didn't get it a 4, but
if you would have caved on, and I hate to say it because you don't want to deprive your child of something like a book or education.
You can't do it.
Like, however.
You know how fucked up you sound in Target, like, but you already got 3 books. You don't need no more. You know how many books in the fucking house, man?
How much do you want to read? Watch TV.
How much reading can you do, man? Put on PJ Masks. Shut the fuck up.
But what's crazy is, if you would have gave in, the crazy precedent that would have set.
Yeah.
It's because you already at, I want 4.
I want 4.
That would have took it to the next level.
All right, so next time is I want 5. I want 6. And Tammy's trying to make me feel better. It shows that she can add. She knew that if she got 3 and she wants 1 more, that would be, I don't give a fuck about her being able to add. Not in that moment. It's like you always
technically counting the money.
Like, I've been looking at, like, even sometimes, like, my nieces and nephews and the people close to me, and I'm like, yeah, ungrateful little, who raised you, I've been TK Kirkland for years. Like, who raised these niggas? And then my daughter does it, and I don't even know. She did it. The reaction that should have happened didn't happen. But I wasn't in a position where I felt like jabbing my daughter, and snatching the books out. Like,
throat check.
Especially in North Austin.
You was in the wrong Target.
Right. I would have got. If you get the police called on you for sleeping or going to your condo, you definitely get the police called on you for jabbing your 2-year-old. Like.
And Elisa's, she's light enough to where she looks like she got some privilege.
She's light enough that I still got questions.
Yeah, she's
still got questions, Rick.
She's better than both of y'all.
Tammy can live with that. That can still be hers.
Mm-hmm. You gotta take the L.
That's that dream. You're like, woo, woo, woo. I can't put the words together on that one. But that's crazy, like, parenting shit. And the other shit that's happening right now. Because it's getting more and more like where I'm realizing the stuff I have to say to my daughter and how crazy it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and have to say it in public, like, how crazy it sounds. So Elise has gotten into this thing where she likes to, like, play with water and, like, play whatever she's drinking. She likes to play with it. She likes to, take a big gulp and, like, hold it in her cheeks.
Yeah, cheeks
and then, like,
filled up.
And then sometimes she'll do the little sprinkler thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, she likes to play too much. And so I find myself too many times in public having to say, like, swallow. At least swallow. Like, I'm teaching my daughter how to swallow. And that's what's going through my mind the whole fucking time. Swallow. Swallow it. Swallow it. Like, I'm like, this is going to come back on me at some point. At some point, she going to be with some nigga. And, like, this reminds me of my dad. Like, These are the things that go through my mind, people. It's evil.
Millisecond flash of her boyfriend, future husband, patting you on the back like, thank you.
Thank you. You taught her well.
Thank you. See, that's how I know, thank you. Because I think the same dumb shit.
But it's real.
Like, am I weird?
Because it's got to come from somewhere, Pause. It's got to be some genesis. To that sort of a fetish. There's got to be somewhere where that starts.
What happened to you, my daddy?
You try to do all the things like don't let them suck their thumb and be smacking popsicles out their hand and cut up the hot dog, all that shit. But it's like, how could I avoid being in a situation where I have to I have to yell at my daughter to swallow? So now she's got that in her head. You got to swallow it.
No matter what.
No matter what. Fuck, man. Again, people, I'm getting it. I'm getting the evil out. Like, you can send me the hate mail, but I gave you the premise when we started.
My show, damn it.
It's It's my show. I say what I want. All right. So let's stick with kids. All right. Because this is just mm-hmm. wild shit that happens in my life. You're moving out of the house. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm not even going to go into, like, the crazy, outlandish, outworldish story of what has happened in my life that has caused me to have to move out of my house. And the sad part is, Rich, I'm going to miss those white people. I'm really... Like, I walked through that neighborhood the other day, and I was like, fuck, this is a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, you knew some good white people.
Yeah, with friendly white people that spoke and never acted scared. I did have a racist moment the other day. I walked by my neighbor. I ain't going to say his name, but he's like the neighbor. He's like the block captain. Like, he organizes mm-hmm. everything. And I just got a haircut today. I ain't had a haircut in, like, more than a month. I've been looking crazy. So I walked past him the other day, and I was looking, you know, crazy. And he's like a true redneck Southerner. And I could have sworn he said, Wapner, man. Like he was giving me the Jamaican drink because I was looking crazy. Like, I'm saying it like
hit
him.
Hit you with the accent.
He hit me with the accent because I was looking crazy. And maybe that's not what he said, but that's what I heard. And, you know, again, the black rage was building up, but I was able to suppress hulking out in that moment. Because I was too sad about leaving my white neighborhood. And I'll get back to that later on. But we're cleaning out the house, right? So I'm cleaning out the refrigerator. And my daughter will be 3 in December. Can you believe that shit, Rich?
That was fast.
In about a month, she'll be 3 years old. Oh, like this will come out on the 31st. Thursday's the 1st. Mm-hmm. 1 month from Thursday, I'll have a 3-year-old. So, but... I say that to say I run into, like, a frozen package of breast milk in the freezer. And I'm like, we haven't had a need for breast milk in forever. Like, why is there a frozen package of breast milk in the freezer? And Paul, let me go back first. I run into the package of the breast milk. And the first thing, I'll go to text my wife, like, why is there breast milk in the freezer? And I can't remember the term for it. And in my mind, all I could think was human milk. But I'm like, I know it's not human milk. I know that's not. But before you judge me, right? It's not human milk. But we don't call cow's milk udder juice, do we? We don't call it udder milk.
Makes sense.
We call it cow's milk mm-hmm. or sheep's milk or soy milk. Like, we don't call it human milk. So if I'm following that pattern, it would be human milk. So I'm not that stupid, people. Don't put that on me. I'm just saying, it took me a minute to figure it out. But I finally figured out, I asked my wife. It turned out it was somebody that was at the house who was babysitting their child, and they left the milk. And we had to kind of, like, figure out how long you could keep breast milk, which I think is like a year or something like that. It's something crazy. But you breastfeed your children, people. I'm not here to judge and tell you what to do. I know it hurts and all that stuff, but I think it's... You know what? I don't have a leg to stand on because we breastfed Elise, and now she's telling us, I want 4, and I got to teach her how to swallow. Like, that doesn't say much about what breast milk. If you breastfeed a child and they don't know how to swallow, you got to teach them how to swallow. Something's gone horrifically wrong. The other thing I realized moving out of my house, and I think this might, maybe you can help shed some light on this, since we black and around the same age, I don't know why I put the black part in it. I just think for dudes, something happens where you accumulate ties.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cleaning out my clothes. You don't accumulate slacks. You don't accumulate socks. Drawers get, you know, thrown out.
Diminished and get replaced. Diminished and
replaced. Shirts come and go. But ties just, like, nigga, I had like 2 bags of ties. Just mm-hmm. ties.
And like, the amount of ties that you're never going to wear again.
Never going to wear.
Shit that don't look decent with
it's like
nothing.
Whenever you go to buy a tie, you never buy like 1 tie.
No.
You always end up, because you're going to buy the tie for like a specific look.
Exactly.
And then you see like 3 or 4 that are in the same vein, and you end up buying all 4 and then sitting in the house that morning, like
matching them out. Throw the rest of the side.
And then you never wear them other 3 fucking ties.
Or everyone feels like, when I'm going to get you a gift, I'm going to get you a tie.
And then you never wear them gift ties because they be the fucking
ugly
worst.
Ugly ass at the bottom of the barrel.
People stop buying people tie. Like, if you want to buy me a tie, I'll go with you. Or you can just give me a gift certificate.
Something decent.
To the tie place or whatever.
Let me get that Burberry cashmere.
I see that's
something. Listen, I'm
that's this gotta, bougie ass nigga.
You gonna have to jump out this the window with this top. Stop getting your parents, dads, and uncles, and everybody these $1.99 Walmart ties.
All right, let's go to that then, Rich, since you went down there.
I wasn't even thinking about that, but yeah, you right.
Let's go ahead and since you went down there. I realized, so I'm making this move, right? I moved from North Austin, my beautiful white neighborhood, where the sun shines and we got trees and an elementary school and a park with swings. And it's, nigga, the shit was surreal when I was making that walk. Like, this is really mm-hmm. where I was living at? Like, I was living in the little white picket fence neighborhood. It felt good. So I've moved to Pflugerville, which if you're unfamiliar with the Austin metro area, my introduction to Pflugerville was that's where the niggas is at. Like, that's where that's where I've always gone to get my hair cut. If you want to find a decent fried chicken spot, it's probably in Pflugerville. They got some good seafood, catfish. So culture shock for me. Things have changed. I've been in this white envelope for like 5 years, and now I've had to step back. They got it. The major difference between where I was living and where I am now is the Popeyes out there. Wasn't no fucking Popeyes where I was living, dog.
That's the same thing I was told when I first got here. Pflugerville is where the black people are. Yeah.
I went to Popeyes for the first time the other day. And after going to Popeyes, I needed to get some Tide Pods. So I went to Walmart. And it didn't mean anything to me at the time when it was like, we're going to go to Walmart. I bet. I'm sure they got Tide Pods. And then I walked into Walmart, and I realized, I'm a bougie-ass Target nigga. I feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be. I don't know what's the difference between Walmart and Target. But somehow Walmart felt like I had walked directly into the hood, and shit just went. You know what they got at the Walmarts here? I don't know if they got in Walmart anywhere else. They got the screens in the aisles that show you the image that the camera is getting to let you know that the camera
we see you.
Can see you. Yeah. Have you seen them shits before?
I have seen it, but I haven't seen them at all the Walmarts.
I've seen it
at the one in Pflugerville.
I was like, what? I seen all this theft protection. I automatically, like, and I feel uncomfortable. Like, I realized I have, like, been bougie-fied, and I mm-hmm. would rather shop at Target. I felt unclean about being in Walmart. Like, just something. The moment I walked into that Walmart, I felt out of place.
I'm with you.
What's the difference? You know, what's the real difference between the two?
Walmart got... Actually, I can't even say, though, because the... And for some reason, I call it the Walmart. I don't know why. I've just always called it the Walmart.
The Walmart.
The Walmart has everything. They got a bigger grocery section.
They do.
But I'm a Target kind of guy.
I definitely feel more at home at Target. I definitely feel more at home at Target. And my wife and I have had this long-standing bet that it's impossible to go to Target and not spend $100. It happens to us every time.
It's hard.
We go to Target for, like, baby wipes, and we spend $100.
It's hard as fuck not to OD. It takes a tremendous amount of willpower. I went there one day to return some shit and spent money.
Because I just be in the men's sections. It's like, I just look like I don't need nothing.
Nothing at all.
What can I get? Like, what can I get you? I still don't understand slim, athletic, straight. I still don't understand that concept as being three different things. So fuck Target on that one. I believe you can still get like husky, wide leg, and other shits from Walmart. I'll probably give Walmart that, even though I would not feel comfortable buying jeans from Walmart. I will buy some Denizen or some what's the new shit they got? Brands. What's the new shit that they got now? The
Goodfellow.
Goodfellow mm-hmm. company. I will buy some Denizen or some Goodfellow company jeans.
Denizen is Levi's though.
But I don't know. I know I get them at Target.
Yeah, Denizen is a Levi's company.
I'm far more comfortable in some Denizens than whatever they sell at Walmart. I don't even know what they sell at Walmart. They sell Wranglers or some shit at Walmart.
What makes it worse is that they're the B grades and the C grades.
So I don't know shit like that. But I feel all of a sudden that like,
they're the knockoff ones.
How have I become like lower middle class bougie? Like, I take these Denizens, nigga. Like, we ain't talking about no, I don't even know high class jeans anymore. But, I'm arguing about the difference between Denizens and Wranglers. But I will say that at Walmart, I believe you can probably get, you know, like I said, But I don't even remember what they used to call them. What was the fit before, like, straight? The fit that meant, like...
Well, like the carpet.
It wasn't. And... Not the carpet, but the fit that meant it wasn't straight leg. Like, it wasn't slim fit. Like, it was, like, slim fit. It was straight leg. It used to be straight leg, right. And then it was the baggy, and then it was something in between.
I don't know.
It used to be something in between straight leg and then, like, straight up baggy. I don't know why I keep wanting to call it husky, like I was a fat kid.
I don't know. It shit done changed so much, and skinny ain't even skinny no more. Skinny is tight now.
Yes. Well, is that what it is at Target? Is it skinny, straight, skinny, slim, athletic?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's the same shit? Like, what the fuck?
It's the same shit.
Same shit. But, yeah, I realize.
Slim is the new skinny.
But I feel way more comfortable in tight. I would go buy some straight jeans or some athletic jeans from Target before I go buy some husky jeans from Walmart. I'll buy my Tide Pods from anyway. I'm not that bougie. But I can't close shop at that motherfucking, and they were like right up the street from each other. So Pflugerville does have a Target. Mm-hmm. Like, let me not fuck Pflugerville over like
see,
that.
See, that's because they have a Target. Walmart get the knuckles,
but they got a Walmart too.
And I bought, for my
I'm wondering why Mike didn't want to go to the Target for the Tide Pods. It was closer. Like, why did we go all the way to this piece of shit? I'm sorry, Walmart. I just how I feel. It's how I fucking
bought my
feel.
I bought my Halloween costume for last year from Walmart. Part of it. I
should have brought the wig tonight.
I bought a $5 navy blue crew neck sweater.
I should have put on my Justin
Jay-Z.
Bieber. My Justin Bieber costume. That's what I should have done. I wasn't thinking. All right, here's another one for you, Rich. All right, let me know if you've had to deal with this. I also had to reacclimate my body to hood food.
Oh, yeah, because it's totally different.
It's totally different. Like I said, we ain't got no Popeyes in North Austin. You know, I'm used to Kirby Lane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm really slumming, you know, I'm used to Cheddar's. I mean, and these are low-ranked
restaurants.
These are the bullshit restaurants.
I was just about to say fucking Cheddar's and Kirby Lane. What's the steak place?
Oh, fuck. Texas Roadhouse.
That's the bootleg shit.
Like, that's the bottom end. And that's the shit I went to Popeye's my first night in Pflugerville. I was trying to figure out, so we in a boiled water emergency in Austin. Oh, we out of it now, but we were.
Yeah.
And when I went to the Popeyes, you know, they got the little machine where you can, the little touchscreen drink, you can pick your drink. And it gave out ice. And I didn't think about it. So I put the ice, I got some limeade or something, and I got my chicken. I went home, I ate, and it was so good. I was so like, yeah, I've been looking forward to this Popeyes. I ain't had no Popeyes in like 2 years. Like, yeah. Fucking yeah. See, that's how white I am now. But, nigga, about 3 a.m., I felt like fucking iced tea. 6 in the morning knocking on my... Like, 3 in the morning, and I was in that bathroom door. I was knocking on that bathroom door. I couldn't tell if it was the ice cubes, because we was in a boiled water situation, or if my body just had...
As soon as it happened, I ain't do no dishes... I turned off the ice, man. When you came over, that's why I was throwing out all of the ice. I'm not using nothing. I was brushing my teeth with I had a cup and I poured a bottle of water in, and I was using that. When I was taking showers, I was making sure my mouth was tight as fuck. Nothing got in my eyelid.
Pause.
Yeah, pause. I was like, damn, you can't do nothing without water.
Nah. And I kept getting hit with the, like, I forgot. Because I boil water alert, so I can't drink the tap water. You know, I'm used to going to the refrigerator, get some ice, getting a cup of water, or, you know, just whatever. I drink water all the time, but just, you know, I don't have to have bottled water in the house. So I'm like, all right, I got to cut that off. Bet, got you. I went and got myself, you know, a case of bottled water. I'm good. I did it, right? Then next morning, brushing my teeth. And I come downstairs after I'm brushing my teeth. I'm like, God damn it.
Did it again.
All right. I take a couple bottles up to the bathroom. I'll remember tomorrow, you know, brush my teeth like use a bottle of water. Then you taking a shower. God damn it.
Can't do shit.
But yeah, I think it was the Popeyes. I think I had just... Have you ever been, like, away from...
A certain food type.
Certain, like, shit that you grew up on. Shit that was like...
You gotta get used to that level of sodium and oil and grease all over again.
It's like... I had the Popeyes that day, and then I went to Salada the other day.
See?
Salada, and it was fucking delicious, Rich. It was fucking delicious. But I was like, I told Tammy, like, this was actually pretty good. And she was like, score. I'm like, but don't you tell nobody. Don't you tell a motherfucking soul I was in.
Because that's how it happened. Yeah. That's how it happened. Whatchamacallit is good. Can you remember it? Bahati's.
Yeah, Bahati's was
dope. They're expensive as fuck, but they good.
Bahati's don't make me sick. I ain't never had no Bahati's, and then, like, been shitting for a day and a half. That Popeye's
told my eating chain my hood food.
Popeye's. And that's I want to go back.
Popeye's chicken be good, though.
I got to keep it up. Now that I got it in my system, I got to keep it in my system.
You
got to
keep a healthy level.
I got to keep it in my system so I can enjoy Popeye's again. All right. What else has happened to me? All right, let's do it, Rich. Let's go to topic number one. Because I had, through all this shit that's been happening to me, I had a fucking epiphany, Rich. So I've had a lot of, with the situation that I'm in right now, I've had a lot of time to think. And I figured...
I would think that there is not a lot of that problem in Pflugerville, though.
No, there still is. Because there's a lot of Latinos.
Oh,
and I think Latinos still suffer from the same issue.
I was
they still suffer from the same issue.
I was about to not even just Latina. I know exactly the demographic, and I was gonna say it. I was like, I don't wanna get in trouble.
We're gonna get into it, but I gotta set the stage for the people.
All right.
I set the stage for the people. They don't know what we're talking about. All right, so Rich and I are both East Coast transplants. Mm-hmm. We come from places where booty is plentiful. As far as the eye can see.
At the top of the mountain.
As far as the eye can see. It's so much so that I would say at a certain point in my life before I moved here to Austin, I considered myself somewhat of a booty connoisseur. I think I could look at one and I could tell what was being shaped by the clothes, what could hold its own shape, the different types of shapes. You know, whether you had the cuff or you didn't have the cuff, you know, the peach from the tear shape, you know. Like, I consider myself a boy. Because a lot of dudes would be chasing after something, and I'd be like, dude, when you take it out the package, that motherfucker is gone.
Bloop, bloop.
It is not what it appears to be. The items in the mirror are not what they appear to be. And then we both moved here to Austin, where we've been, I'm going to say, deprived of variety.
Yeah, expectations change.
We've been exposed consistently to one real specific type of booty to the point where you do learn to appreciate it over time.
Yeah, so and you gotta change the spectrum.
You change the spectrum, right? Like the scale slips some sort of way, and then all of a sudden you be like talking to niggas like, oh, she fattish. Like, you know, she got... Where all these white girls get ass from?
Once in a while, you got to remind yourself.
Yeah, once in a while, you got to take a trip back home so you can see it. But I figured out what it is, Rich. I figured out what it is. Because I've been seeing it a lot recently. And I've been looking. And I'm like, damn. She do got a little, you know, she got something back there. But they got all lower booty. No upper booty. Because I'd see it. And then they, like, turn or something. And then they
disappear.
Like, what happened? They got the lower cuff, but they don't have it's like a gentle slope.
It's mostly from what I see, they got the wider hips.
Wider hips. Right, so they had that.
Wide hips, lower booty. So when you turn to the side, it disappear. And then they got that quarter pigeon toe leg pop out kind of thing. Okay. And it's you know what I mean? So it makes it pop until they turn to the side.
Cause normally I look for the cut, like my expectation is if it cuffs, if there's a cuff, like if there's somewhere where the jean goes up,
it's fabric, some weight, it's heavy.
That's got to be a good one. But I've been seeing the cuff and then getting disappointed. Yeah. I realized there is a complete lack of the upper roundness. Like there is nothing you could set a drink on around here. Like there's everything is a gentle slope into a cuff. And it just finally made sense to me. Like, this is why I get so confused by this booty. So now when I look, I'm like, all right, cuff. Do you got no upper booty?
Yep. You got to change your vantage point.
You got to change the vantage point. But I never thought about upper booty before and how important it was until I was completely and totally deprived of it. So, ladies, you can't just work on the cuff.
Nope.
You need a shelf. You got to put, you know, you got to have the upper bubble. You got to have the top of the curve to go with the bottom of the curve.
It's a lack.
You can't have that concave. You know what I'm saying? You gotta somehow right, got it round completely. So I know that's a very chauvinistic and maybe I'm am I body shaming?
No, I'm not body shaming because you don't see nothing bad.
It's nothing wrong with, you know, if you have a heart shaped that's a gentle slope. It's not my cup of tea. That would be yours Walmart, and I would rather have Target.
But you know what? I don't see many apples or onions.
None.
To begin with.
None. Not here.
Like, you might see one here or there, but... See, and I hate the fact that... Take it right back. You've had to change the way you grade.
And we were conditioned. Like, we were slowly conditioned... You know, and then all of a sudden, so I can see how it can happen. You know how you should look at those brothers to end up with certain chicks. Like, nigga, you know. Mm-hmm. Man, what the fuck is wrong with you? But if you are deprived,
after settle,
a certain time, you start to appreciate what's around you until you get back to reality. And you're like, all right.
What can I appreciate and take away from this crop of booty?
But yeah, I was being fooled by the cuff. Mm-hmm. And now I've learned. Now I know better. If you know better, you can do better.
That and everybody was trying to get on a little the leggings and jeggings wave for a minute.
Yeah, it was too much of that. It was too much. It's still too much of that. And I'm trying to understand where that came from and how to avoid my daughter wanting to go in that direction.
Yeah.
Because I remember pants being tight. Like, I remember when I was in junior high and high school, like, Parasuco was the thing. All the girls had the Parasuco jeans. Yeah. Jeans looked like they painted on type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, it's not tight. Like, it's just... I talked about it on a previous episode where, like, I was in the airport and it was just... It was too much cheek separation cheek. Like, it's the full outline.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not just tight where I can see that there's something in there. But shit, I can see it.
Yeah, you're...
Pretty
jeans
much.
Jeans is panties now.
Jeans is panties. Because they're not wearing drawers because nobody wants...
Yeah, no.
Panty line for these thin ass denims
and I'm like
these jeggings
anymore. This is wrong.
It's wrong. It's too much, ladies. You can't do and you wonder why the shit is okay. See, I'm about to go into dangerous things. I'm getting the evil out, motherfucker. I'm getting the evil out. You wonder why niggas is wilding and doing dumb shit at an all time high. You wonder why all of these cases and things are coming out. Did I lose my mic again? I sound a little motherfucker though. But you wonder why, you know, some of this shit is happening with dudes. Like, can you imagine being a man? And, like, one of your primary... Hold on, folks. Let me fix something. What's going on here?
Test.
Am I back?
Yep.
You back? All right. Can you imagine, like, one of your primary things in life that you chase is this shape, this... You prize it. I mean, you've seen the booty warrior thing.
Oh, yeah.
The booty is more important than water. More important than air, you know? And then all of a sudden, you surrounded by, like, it's just there. Like, it's not, like I'm saying, this is not even like seeing tight jeans. This is just like seeing the pure outline of the ass everywhere you look. I don't understand how dudes is learning anything in school.
No.
I don't understand at all. And I love my wife, and I want my daughter to be as successful as possible. But I'm saying, like, there's only so much you can ask of me.
Basically.
I'm trying not to be a nigga every day. This is me getting the evil out. This is me getting the evil out. Because I have to suppress this on a daily basis. But like, it's an abundance. It's too much. Like, how much muscle tensing do you think I can do? At some point, I'm going to snap. Trying, ladies. I swear to God, I'm trying.
This reminded me of a conversation I had at work earlier, right? So we're at work and we're talking about all of the things that we say that you're not supposed to say. All of that BS, right? So, sorry, that was hurting. So we talk about Halloween costumes and how there was some backlash on in the news and online about people's Halloween costumes. So basically, this group of guys, their costumes were Tropic Thunder.
Okay.
Okay. So one guy dressed up as, what's his name that did the blackface? What was it? Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. So he was basically blackface in Tropic Thunder. So somebody dressed up as Robert De Niro's character, and that was the issue. And then the dude that was slow, somebody dressed up as him. So then they was like, so people got mad, one, because, you're doing blackface, which I get. But then it was like, you're also not allowed to dress up as a mentally challenged person.
Okay.
So, I guess I get that. But then, you know what I mean? So then it's like, how far down does the rabbit hole go? So my explanation to them was this. The difference between the costumes is, if I go out and I want to dress as a character, I'm going to be Iron Man. So I'm going to dress up as either Iron Man or dress up as Tony Stark, which consists of a crisp suit or the glasses or the facial hair or something like that. However, I'm not going to paint my face white and say I'm Robert Downey Jr. I'm going to play off of the costume.
I got it.
When white people do it, in order to be black, they feel like they need to be black.
Black, yeah.
That's the difference.
Because they put race as a defining characteristic of that character. And they don't even realize that they do it.
So this is what I had to explain to them at work. And I said, that is the bottom line. That is the underpinning difference. And then they were like, that makes sense. And then when they said that, and I realized
that they had no idea.
You didn't know that? Yeah. Where the fuck am I working at?
Texas.
I just had to explain motherfucking whiteface and blackface at work.
I don't think I really 100% looked at it the way you just expressed it. Like, I knew it felt wrong. I knew I felt a certain way about it if you were to do it. And I knew it never would cross my mind to do it.
Yeah.
But the reasoning, I probably couldn't have articulated. So that was very dope.
Yeah.
Clap. I don't think they realized that. They say, I don't see color. But if you wanted to dress up like so-and-so, you would put on blackface. Yep. Because you identify that person as a black man almost before anything else. That's dope. It's fucking dope. Y'all learned something today. I'm just saying bullshit, and Rich had come with some deep shit, and now I'm in bound. I ain't got nothing to solve on this, Rich. You're going to have to finish this out.
Once in a while, I got to do it, because, listen, some of the conversations.
I'm saying, my top shelf topic was upper booty, and then you come with, you come with the black face.
Nah, listen, some of the conversations I have at work, first of all, you know there's a severe lack.
Yeah.
Of melanin.
I wouldn't say melanin.
You're right.
They brown.
It's not a lot of us.
Not us.
And so the conversations, I just be sitting there.
So let's talk about us, because we were just having this conversation. We're going to transition from the getting the evil out to, I don't know, some dope shit. I don't know. So, because this is another one of the epiphanies that I had. And I'm kind of backing away from it based on just on the conversation we had sitting outside of McDonald's. So I was in my mind, I was saying, I've got it. I figured it out. People just want to say, hear you talk your shit. Like, whatever it is, people just want to hear you say outlandish shit. They just want to hear you say something crazy. And they will swarm to it. And you will have your defenders who will, whether you offer the explanation for it or not, will do the mental gymnastics it takes to make it make sense for you.
Oh, yeah.
Or you'll have your haters, which no matter how well you explain it, are always going to find a way that you said something that you didn't say. So both people are saying you said something that you didn't say, but they're going to be the people who do it for the good.
Ends of the spectrum, yeah.
Or people who do it for the bad. But the point is, they both paid attention to whatever the fuck you had to say. And this was really sparked by like Kanye and a few other people, where it seems like right now the thing to do is just to come up with a thought that is crazy and then go out in public and say it. And you're gonna get
how much you can run with it.
I seen this joint where some girl was supposed to be on Dr. Phil or something. black, and she's an attractive young lady, but, you know, she doesn't, the headline was, she thinks she's white and she hates blacks. And it's like, if she really thinks she's white, then we don't need to put her on Dr. Phil. We need to put her in a mental hospital because she's like schizophrenic or some shit like that. That's a complete mental disorder. If you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm white, there is a problem. Like, that's not that's not a thought. That's not a stance. That's a mental disorder. You know. But no, we look at it as, but I don't think she really believes that. I think she believes that by saying that, it will get me attention. And good, bad, or indifferent, attention these days, views, clicks, whatever, is what we work for views. I come up with the promotional material, or you come up with the promotional material for our episodes based on what we think will grab somebody's attention. We don't do that. We don't come up with the content based on what we think will grab somebody's attention. I think we talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. But when we're trying to publicize it, we try to pull the bits.
Entirely true.
Yeah, I think when we try to advertise it to people, we try to pull the bits that we think would be most interesting.
Advertise the same show 13 different ways throughout each hour of the day because the demographics and analytics tell us what to do for it.
It tells these kind of people want to hear.
When you dig deep.
Yeah. But we don't come up with the content based on that. We don't look for things to talk about. We just talk. But I was like, man, I'm just going to Kanye the fuck out of everything from now on. Like, I'm just going to say shit. Like, what's the point in having a filter? Just have a thought, put it out there. The people that like it are going to find a way to make it make sense. People that don't like it are going to find a way for it not to make sense. And, you know, and then you'll be forgiven anyway. Like, short-term memory, nobody's going to think about it 2 weeks later, and you'll be able to rock on. But then the Yeezys didn't sell.
He had to backtrack.
And this nigga had to backtrack. He
tweeted.
Can't Kanye the fuck out of it.
Yep, he said, I'm just going to stay away from politics and, you know, stick to creativity.
I want to say in this case, I wish I could say that this will happen, that we could say it's too late. Like, you're going to have to take it. We need to go to NFL rules. Mm-hmm. Like, you fail so many tests, you got to take a year off. Like, I'm not saying you can't never play again.
But you need a break.
You need a break. We can't just accept you next week when you've decided to let politics go. You know what I'm saying? If you've been smoking weed all summer, you take the test, and we catch you with the weed, you suspended for the season, you know, even though you're probably clean by next month, we don't want to see you till next season. If you've been talking all this political shit for all this time that's been stirring up the craziest, like, and I keep telling people, because I had these conversations with older folk that are like, Kanye's just stupid. Like, fuck it. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, yo, it matters. Because it's these young people who hear what he says, and then they do the mental gymnastics.
Do you know how many friends I have? Do you know how many former friends I have? that like, make sense of the shit.
They do the legwork for him. They do the mental gymnastics to make it make sense. And then they indoctrinate themselves with an idea that the person who said it doesn't even believe. And so that's why every time he says something, it has to be attacked. I don't want to keep paying attention to Kanye. But I feel like, I'm going to take it all the way back to where we are right now. The elections are coming up. Midterm elections. I feel like...
Not going against his acceptance.
Yeah, I feel like last time when Trump was up and I had young people around me talking about votes don't matter, the electoral college doesn't make sense, this is all rigged, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, young, dumb, they'll figure it out. Fuck these niggas. Like, didn't say nothing.
Nope.
And then I got all outraged and shit after the election, and we did an episode where I tried to explain stuff. And it's like, at that point, it was too late. It was too little, too late. So it's like now when I hear... Yeah, the mic is going out again. Now when I hear... this rhetoric coming from people like Kanye, and then I see people start explaining it for him, it's like we gotta attack it. We gotta attack it, even if we think this doesn't make sense, this is just stupid, this doesn't mean anything. We gotta stop it before it grows.
Exactly.
Because when it grows and it becomes your vote doesn't count, Trump happens. So you can't let it get that far. You can't just let these kids, you know, think this is outlandish shit.
Nope.
And I'm trying to figure out. And so if we could get an older person on the show. Because I know every generation has to look at the generation that's coming behind them. Like, look at these motherfuckers.
This motherfucker.
But I just wonder, the people that came before us, did they look at us like... It seems like there had to be a leap. Like they had
it
to be
was,
a leap.
Cause I
like
figured
we couldn't have been this far away from the people that was there before us. Or is that just the old man?
We come from the children are the future era.
And we come from if these children we and come now, from the if these now children are the future.
Yeah, exactly. No, it used to be the children are the future.
And that's the scariest shit we could talk about on Halloween. If these children are the future.
Man. That's a wrap.
But we can't abandon them. If you know, because they are the future, so we got to figure out some way. That's what I'm saying. We got to cut through the bullshit. If Kanye West is going to say it, we can't just ignore it and be like, I don't want to talk about Kanye West no more. Because they do, and they are, and they're teaching each other, you know, that it makes sense that we should repeal slavery. That slavery was a choice. That you know that you can change the fabric on the hat, and that changes the energy that it creates. That you know that hate isn't necessarily wrong. Like, because this is what I'm saying. Like, if you say something crazy and then you do the mental gymnastics to make it make sense, then everything can make sense. Nazism can make sense. That's how these things got into power. They sounded as crazy as they sound to you right now, but somebody did the mental gymnastics. They flipped it enough that somebody said, "Oh, okay, that doesn't sound as wrong as it sounded a minute ago." Maybe you're a genius and I'm stupid and I just didn't figure it out. So now I want to be a genius too. So I got to say it makes sense. And then, I want to be a genius too. Yep. So I believe it makes sense. And then now everybody chasing genius being stupid. And it's fucking deep, people.
And I knew it was going to happen eventually. Like I said, he said some crazy shit. Put some shoes out, people bought them. Said some crazy shit. Okay. Put some shoes out, people bought them. He said some more crazy shit. And his shoes usually sell out like they gone. His shoes that came out this past weekend, they sitting. You look online and everybody trying to sell their pair and not for extra. They selling them for less than they just paid because nobody wants them.
Nobody wants to be associated with it.
He got another pair coming out on the 9th. And then right after that, he got two pair and he got three more pair coming out this month. So he released that statement because he got to shut the fuck up because he's like, damn, I got a lot happening in November. Let me take a step back.
I will say that. I am paying attention to what he says because I feel the need to refute it. I have no clue about his merchandising because I have no plan. If he had just come out and said Obama was the greatest president in the world, we need to repeal whatever law has a term limit, I still wouldn't be like, I'm going to buy some Yeezys. I'd be like, yeah, Yeezy, that's some dope shit to say, but...
I mean, you ain't trying to buy no Yeezys, millennials, they bought the Yeezys. I'm not going to talk too much shit. I got to pay Yeezys.
Yeah, you got to pay.
But still.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what, though? I was going to do it this episode, but we don't have a mixed situation worked out. I'm going to do that uproar shit. I'm going to do the uproar joint, and I got another verse I'm going to drop. So stay with us. I'm going to do some dope things. And I think I'm going to try to do like a contest or something. Like drop them on YouTube. First person to like and comment and get a free shirt. So, or maybe multiple free shirts. Nigga, buy a shirt. Yeah, now I'm sitting there wearing my... and people have, at least people comment. Every time I wear one of our shirts, somebody asks me a question.
Somebody would say something, yeah.
Hey, you know, I had to join on today. I have the established shirt on today. And I went somewhere.
Good conversation.
People are like, what is TWS? I'm glad you asked. It used to stand for that white shit. No, don't go anywhere. Let me finish. Just give me a second. Let me explain. It doesn't mean that anymore. Somebody said it should stand for that wacko society.
That wacko. Yeah, I mean, we're not really society. Like wackos.
Yeah, we're not wackos. I got that. When I was explaining how we went from that white shit to the white pants society. It was like, the Wacko Society? I said, okay. I'll take it under advisement. Appreciate it. Let's make podcast great again. Mm-hmm. man, but shouts to the Pod Dealers Network. I got a Pod Dealers hoodie that's dope as fuck. I'm waiting for Texas to decide, make up his mind on the weather, because we had like 2 or 3 days where I actually could wear it.
Yeah, and then we right back. Today was 85 motherfucking degrees.
Right back to the heat. I got a t-shirt too, which is also dope as fuck. So I'm just, at some point, now that I have a haircut, I might actually take a picture so I can get that stuff to Jay and put it out there so y'all can see. But yeah, the Pod Dealer's hoodie is really nice. I really like that. So buy one of our shirts first and then go
to wear under,
your Pod Dealer's hoodie. And then you want to have some fun. Be in like North Austin with all these white people and have a shirt that just says anything dealers. walk down the street.
You're going to make money.
That was dope. That was some of the most fun I had in a while. Just like walking down the street with a shirt that said dealer, Pod Dealer. People were driving past and honking and like, what? And I know they don't know what Pod Dealers are. Mm-hmm. So maybe they thought it said Pot Dealers. I don't know what they thought the shirt said.
They thought you had that tight.
I got that tight. I got that Mountain Fresh, nigga. What's up, Kit? You want to say something?
There you go.
There you go. All right. What else should we hit on before we get out of here? What are your Halloween plans? You trick or treating out here?
Nah. Oh shit. You know I forgot these motherfuckers trick or treat out here.
You just got if it's supposed to be like if your porch light isn't on, they don't come, right? Or,
I mean that light stay on.
Oh, y'all got one light.
Yeah, it's just one light in the vestibule. God damn, last 2 years in a row, I might have to park my car up the hill so they don't see it. Like, nah, he home. He dropped the SUV. He there.
Yeah,
I might fuck around and have to buy a pack of candy tomorrow. Or I could be the guy who says, I just ran out. I could be the just ran out
man.
Guy.
If y'all had only... It's supposed to rain that night anyway, so... I ain't doing nothing. I'm just going to put on my Justin Bieber wig and my Pod Dealer's hoodie and come to the door with my hands in the pockets. Like, what up? What y'all want? 3 or 4?
Shit, I'm fine.
Oh, you want some candy? I'll be right back. Stay right there.
I got a full beard, so I come to the door with a fitted hat. They all going to turn around anyway.
Oh, you want some candy? I got your candy. I'll be right back. Don't move. I said don't move.
Handing out candy and nickel bags.
Yeah, I should go get that same day. Shout out to David Calera. He just had a birthday, but he gave me a big bag of blue raspberry rock candy
mm-hmm.
that looked like the blue meth from Breaking Bad. As I always call him Heisenberg. What the fuck?
I think it was Heisenberg.
But yeah, I should go get me some blue rock candy. Break it up, put it in nickel bags, get a kid some meth, and play like Wu-Tang when they come to the door.
I mean, you live in Pflugerville. That might be expected.
Play that Wu-Tang. Come out with like ODB. Wu-Tang is for the kids.
Yeah, I'm thinking how crazy I want to get fuck around and give out some raisins and shit. I ain't going to give out. I'm not about to spend no $1 million on that good candy. Fucking Snickers and shit. Fuck y'all.
All right, quick one before we go. Like I said, I had a lot of time to think, a lot of time to watch for Netflix specials. And I'm telling you, I watched Making a Murderer, the first season. And have I finished season two? I think I have finished season two. If I haven't, I'm real close. Have you watched any of the average?
No, not yet.
It's a very, very dope story. Not dope. It's a very fucked up story. But I won't go into trying to explain the whole thing. But what it made me think about is that, you know, here's a case, again, where there seems to be clear evidence of police corruption, and this time toward, a white person, where they have this man that's been, the way the documentary would tell it, wrongfully in prison twice, once for 18 years, mm-hmm. and I think he's been in prison again now for another 10 or 12 or something like that. And, but they're going through and, like, the lengths that the police will go to like, wrongfully convict mm-hmm. somebody. And in this documentary, it doesn't even seem like they believed he committed the crime and just didn't have sufficient evidence, so they fudged it to put the evidence together. This looks like they knew he didn't commit the crime, but they wanted him, so they put the evidence together to put him in jail. And it's like, once again, here we have... like evidence of what the police will do to people. And this time we're not even talking about black people, we're just talking about people. But somehow, every time we try to say police are corrupt, the police will do this, the police will plant the drugs on you, the police will shoot you without reason, you know, the police will harass you, the police will do this. We get this narrative back that's like, how dare you, you know, how dare you accuse us? It's been shown like over and over again, but every time we say it, it's like we gotta prove it again. We got you on tape, we got the Furman tapes, we saw you beating Rodney King's ass, and now we got this documentary. This is a white man in rural Wisconsin or whatever. When how much longer we gotta fight this narrative that police are not fucked up?
Did you hear the story that just came out? I think it was like last week with the white cop that had stopped the group of black kids.
Nah.
And the neighborhood, so he stops a group of black kids, and he rolls up on them. He's like, basically, you know, we've been having like a lot of cases. I'm just here to see if you guys are trespassing or anything. You know, it's one out of seven, you know, clicks of y'all, I might find a gun or whatever. So I just wanted to know what's going on. That's why I'm stopping you. No cause, no nothing. He just pulls them over. He's like, I'm warning y'all now. You know, I'm trigger happy. I don't got time for none of this. So, you know, you answer my questions, you do what I say. No, you get to go home. I just want to make sure there's no guns on the street. Make sure you where you're supposed to be. So he's talking to them, and nobody's saying anything. So then he's like, I'm asking y'all a question. Why aren't you speaking? And then the kid is like, can I speak? And the cop's like, yeah. He's like, you told us you were trigger happy. So we're trying to shut like, the fuck
not
up.
Move, yeah.
Like, and like not move.
Not even move out. He got in his tongue.
He's like,
so, razor in the tongue.
So long story short, he was wearing the body cam. They caught the whole shit. So the cop was long story short, he was fired because they gotta make a scapegoat once in a while, and of course they fired a person who was talking about shit, not the one who actually shot somebody. But it is what it is. Oh, that was the other thing. He said, "I'm trigger happy, and regardless of what happens, I can shoot you, and I'll just get paid tons of overtime. So just give me a reason." Said all of that on camera.
On camera. So how? What else we got to say? I say all this to say, because this is because I had this idea, and y'all are welcome to steal it. I'll come up with better ones anyway. Fuck you. But you're welcome to steal. I would like somebody to actually make this little short film or this sketch. But because this is the experience I had the other day. I was walking from my house in North Austin to the HEB, which is maybe a mile and a half away. And I walked through the neighborhoods. And I was doing this at like 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was dark, and I had my pod dealer's hoodie on, and I'm walking, and it felt like a horror movie. Like, it felt like, you know, like it was really dark outside, and quiet, not really a lot of cars on the street, every once in a while, a little sound off in the distance, and like, the way I'm walking, like, it felt like a horror movie. And I got to the HEB, I bought my shit, and I walked back through, and it was like a horror movie again, noises over here, noises over there, car pulls by slowly, you know, but I get back home. Turn the key, go in the house, I'm safe. I'm like, you know what would be a dope sketch? Is to film that and film it like real suspenseful, like somebody walking, you never see their face, you hear the leaves crinkling, you see the car drive by slow, somebody looks at them, you know, you see somebody peek out the window, they get to the store, they buy the stuff, they had to go back through, and the same shit happens again, and they turn the key, and they go in the house and sit down, and then you pan to the audience, it's like two black dudes like me and you, like, whew! Nigga, did you see that? Was suspenseful as fuck. I didn't think he was going to make it, though. I swear to God, I didn't think he was going to make it, yeah. When I seen that cop pull by, I thought that had to be
it. It was over.
It was over for son. Whoo, man, whoa. Hey, man, I need to calm down.
But what's crazy is,
that's the actual
reality.
It's the scariest shit in the world for us, right?
That's the shit that I think I don't be doing shit. Jack shit. Every time I see a cop, I'm like, are my hands, like, I'd be driving with one hand. I'd be like, nope, let me put the other hand up there. I don't want him to think I'm using my phone. The phone is not even, the light is not on. The shit is turned off.
Yeah.
Shit is docked inside the shed. Both hands are at 10 and 2. Like, man, seeing.
Hey, I think it would be dope to do, like, a sketch like that, you know, and show, like, that is the reality of life for a lot of dudes.
Like, just the scariest the fear thing in the world. From our point of view.
It's like, that is fearful. Because, I have a coat. That has what we used to call, I don't know if it's the universal term. Back in D.C., we used to call them gun pockets. The pockets is like up here.
Oh, yeah, the high, yeah.
The high pocket.
I never used to use them. I got them.
I have a coat like that, and I was walking down the street in my neighborhood, and I had my hands in there, and then, like, a cop pulled by me, and I was like, shit. I don't want to take them out. I don't want to leave them in. Like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. Like, you know. That's like that. Yeah, you know? I the same way they don't understand that the thought that to impersonate this character, you got to put the paint on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the same way they had no idea that, you know, that's wrong.
That's the racist part. That's the racist part. You're using that as the identifying marker.
No idea of how, like, intensely horrifying everyday black life is. And so, yeah, I want somebody to steal that sketch idea and, like, produce it and just send it in. Like, I would have loved to do it. We're not in a position to do it right now, and I'm going to come up with better ideas. Mm-hmm. But I thought I'm going to share that with y'all since it was Halloween.
All right, last one before we get out of here because we've been over an hour. All
right.
So that instantly made me think about, so I just took a plane ride, getting on a plane, and I'm walking through first class, and it's an older white lady. She sees me standing there. You know, I got my varsity jacket on, all black, patches all over the place. Holding, got my backpack on, got my duffel bag, and she looks up at me, and I got my headphones on, and she's listening to my music and shit. And she looks at me, and like she sort of like leans over the opposite way, and my instant reaction was to placate this woman, like, you know, give her a little head nod, you know, like a smile, bad. Like I'm one of the friendly ones, I'm right. One of the house Negroes. Like, you know what I mean? Because you don't want to turn it into a thing, and all of a sudden, oh, that nigga was looking at me, or he made me feel uncomfortable, and I'll go check him.
I mean, so that's the thing. Like, it becomes to, like, how militant do you want to be? Yeah. I understand we shouldn't have to feel that way, and I think I got in trouble with, you know, people before. I was talking about, like, the rape culture and everything, and I was saying, you know, because somebody posted something like saying. Telling a black man to be courteous when talking to the police is like telling a black woman not to walk down a dark alley so she don't get raped.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, true. And they're both good advice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so it comes down to, and then I got in trouble for victim blaming. I understand that
victim blaming.
Because, I mean, in reality, a woman should be able to walk wherever she mm-hmm. wants, anytime she wants, wearing whatever she mm-hmm. wants, and be safe. But that's just, that's still idealistic. Yeah. Like, that's just not reality. Ideally, a black man should be, or a black person, or any person, should be able to mouth off to the police, say whatever they want, mm-hmm. as long as they ain't carrying a weapon and making threatening gestures toward the police officer, like they're going to do something to them. They shouldn't face any, I guess you can't curse at a police officer. Like, I think that's against the law.
No.
But you shouldn't have to talk to a police officer. It shouldn't be upon us to make them feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't be on the civilian to make the police officer feel comfortable. I'm not the person with the weapon here, sir. I'm not the person with the authority. You need to be making me, you're supposed to protect me, make me feel safe. Not make. Mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to make you feel safe so that you don't hurt me. You're supposed to be making me feel safe.
Did you hear about that shooting this past weekend?
The synagogue? Or?
Yeah. The synagogue, and it was like all older people. Like, could you imagine surviving the Holocaust to get shot in the synagogue. And then the fact that
could you imagine surviving slavery to get shot in the black but I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna say it.
So I hear about it and I realize that all of these people, you know, were murdered and the guy was taken into custody. You know what the first thing I thought was?
Wow.
That's about white.
I mean, we do it all the time on Guess the Ethnicity.
I'm gonna go to hell for that one, but
yeah, we do it all the time on Guess the Ethnicity where like he survived. Oh, was a white dude. Like, mm-hmm. He got arrested. Oh, it was a white dude.
I think that's going to be our new T-shirt. That's about white.
Let's do it. But yeah, we could go down the rabbit hole on all this stuff. Pause. But yeah, man. Halloween. Enjoy your Halloween. Be safe. I also watched the documentary where they were talking about like the genesis of all of these urban legends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing with, like, somebody poisoning the candy or putting razor blades in the apples. Statistically, you know, that shit never happens. Never fucking happens. There was one major occurrence that really made people start to fear it, where some little kid ate a pixie stick full of cyanide and died. But you know where he got the pixie stick from?
Hmm.
His father. His father killed him on purpose. Took out a life insurance policy on the kid.
Yeah.
And, and was trying to kill him in a way that wouldn't be connected to him, where he could blame it on the crazy people that poisoned Candy.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, so people, like, don't believe everything that you hear. Don't believe everything that you see. Don't believe in the way it's presented to you. And Halloween should be the perfect example of that. Michael Myers doesn't exist. Jason don't exist. Freddy don't exist. They were just images on the screen that somebody put together to make you feel some fear. And the same things are happening right now with politics. A lot of this stuff ain't real. It's just images and words put together to make you feel some fear, to make you feel a certain kind of way and get a reaction out of you. Go do your research. Go do your due diligence. Don't just run with it because Kanye said it. Don't make it make sense because you agree with it. You know, do your due diligence. Research. Live in reality. You're not in this bullshit that's out there. But other than that.
And with that being said, this is, you know, just...
Buy a shirt, nigga. Fuck. Buy a shirt.
Buy a shirt, you know, stand up, like, take chances.
I ain't got no job right now. I'm at work right now. This is my job. Niggas, can y'all help me out and buy? Hey, my man. I'm talking, my man. Hey, kid. Seriously? I'm talking. I said, I'm unemployed at the moment, and I really could use the proceeds from our shirts.
Another new shirt. Grab life by the pussy.
I think I'm going to change
direct
the tag.
Your hate mail too.
I'm going to change the tagline every week. But this week is, what is TWS, the podcast, kicking them in the pussy since 2016.
I wonder how much trouble we would get in with that as a t-shirt.
If we put kicking them in the pussy since 2016.
Oh, man.
You know, this is probably the episode where I've said the word pussy more times than any other episode. Just in case it wasn't pussy. All right, before I get in any more trouble, man, again, thank you for listening. We got a lot of dope content coming your way. We haven't forgotten about Educating Ignorance. We're taking a break in production to kind of refine the idea and make it better and doper. I know that's not a proper English, mom, but don't get me. But it is coming, so stick with us. Pause. And fuck it. Until we speak again, be safe and be the light.
Peace.
Peace.